Daily Devotional Preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper. Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 to 8. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message: the kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. If you read an eyewitness account of the execution of King Charles I of England in 1649, you find a strange thing that happened just after he died. Here's a quote: his blood was taken up by diverse persons for different ends, by some as trophies of their villainy, by others as relics of a martyr, and in some hath had the same effect by the blessing of God, which was often found in his sacred touch when living. This last, the blessing of God found on his in his sacred touch, the same as if he was living, comes from the belief that the King of England, because he was a king of a Christian nation and therefore set in place by God, was the belief, he could heal. Now, that is not in line with biblical doctrine. Yes, certain people are given the gift of healing and God heals today, but there is no evidence that kings, or particularly leaders of countries, have a special ability to heal. That's certainly not the case. But it's interesting that there was a strong belief in healing by God. Now, this belief that God could actually heal today was under serious threat in the church for many years and is sometimes poo-pooed or dismissed today. But Christ, the true King, is truly the healer. God has overseen the development of medicine and scientific insights such that we can be healed of many diseases these days that we couldn't before. And it's important to take seriously that God has blessed the work of surgeons and doctors and medical insights so that we go to the doctor when we are sick and don't treat the healing power of God like some sort of magical cure. However, God does heal miraculously today. He does heal today. He heals physical diseases sometimes miraculously. When we treat God, we treat Christ as the true King that he is, that he has the authority to heal, to command diseases to go, to remove from our lives those things that are taking us down from living the life that God has planned for us to do. So not just healing from diseases, although that's important, not Jesus just healing from other illnesses and physical problems, although he can do that to bring glory to his name and to grow his kingdom of love, but also to bring wholeness of life. In John 10 verse 10, it points out that Jesus has come to bring life in all its fullness. Christ, our King, is our healer. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. For more, head over to dailydevotionalpreaching.com and don't forget to subscribe. And thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.